Representative Tom Crank now joining me live over the phone from Cheyenne this morning on the opening day of the 2020 legislative session. Representative Crank, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, yourself?
Doing great. Thank you very much for your time. And, well, today's the big day. Everything opens up. And I know that the first day, especially in the morning hours, of course, you have the State of the State and kind of a lot of the opening ceremony type stuff. Just walk us through the schedule today and how does it all go ahead?
Well, again, like you said, it's the State of the State, so we'll show up about 10, and everybody will do the pomp and circumstances and walk the governor and all the electeds down, and we'll listen to the governor's State of the State. And then they'll actually do some actual work a little later in the afternoon and assign bills. I think there's going to be some bills go through that are just going to basically have a overall vote to move them forward. Those are all going to be committee bills. And then we'll hopefully get down to work, get some bills assigned to committees by the end of the day, and really tomorrow start working all back through them.
Representative, when you really get down into it tomorrow, of course, the budget session this year, it's a difficult time to have a budget session, and it has been for the last several budget sessions. What do you think are going to be some of the hot topics in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think, you know, the budget's about $3 billion a biennium. It looks like the general fund with the JC, they more or less got it balanced. They get some stuff against the governor's compared to his. But they're about $50 million, as I understand it, that they haven't spent. The big issue, I think, not so much this go-around with the general fund is, you know, looking down the road and some real issues that we're facing with the coal and oil and gas and all the mineral industries facing real tough times. So I think the attitude this time is, you know, we kind of have it figured out in the short term, but we really have to start getting lined up for down the road. We have just going to have some deficits that we just can't ignore.
Representative Tom Crank joining us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. You know, Representative, the Rainy Day Fund has been used in recent years, or the savings, I guess, for the state of Wyoming. Is the state in a position where they're going to have to continue to draw from that Rainy Day Fund, or are things starting to level out a little bit?
Yes. Like I said, the general fund is in pretty good shape. The school foundation program, however, is looking to be about $200 million short, and that's looking to come from the LSRA, or the Rainy Day Fund. And, you know, that's why we're looking, you know, we just can't keep doing that down the road. We've drawn out of savings for quite a while. We're just going to have to figure out some way to cut, and we've cut, you know, ever since I've been here. This is my fourth year. They started cutting the year before I was here. We're basically, you know, flat with everything, and factoring inflation. We're going to have to figure out some other revenue streams or diversions from one area to the other to keep the boat float, so we don't sink it down the road.
Well, Representative, I know it's a busy day, of course, for you. Anything else about the upcoming session you wanted to mention this morning?
Oh, there's, you know, we, like I said, we face some issues with coal. Everybody in our area is aware that there are some bills to try to help deal with that a little bit. Some SF-36 is a large-scale solar and wind energy bill that looks on how to permit them, and just a little bit of changes there that might help. And, you know, I think we just need to get it so we can keep our minerals industries vibrant and not have one affect the other, and we'll keep working on it. I'm in minerals. We've been doing a lot of that. We have several more bills coming up, so we'll see how it goes and what the attitude here is.
All right, Representative Tom Crank, thank you so much for your time, and we'll touch base with you again in a couple weeks.